Then she reached for the last ensemble she will try on today, a pair of peekaboo panties in deep scarlet and matching cutout bra. Very slutty and very beautiful. A superb choice. These items are very cleverly cut and belie their main feature. Each of the bra cups are made of two panels of lace that overlap slightly to provide coverage, but with just two fingertips, one can separate the panels of each to enjoy nipple play. The same concept applies to the panty in the front, while the back has a large keyhole opening for easy play. Feeling like the man may finally make a move, I make sure to be looking down, and as it happened, at my own pretty crotch as I was playing with it. As I expected, the man quickly flicked his eyes my way, and seeing me otherwise occupied, made his way into the stall. He neglected to draw the curtain. I watched in the far mirror as he grabbed her hair and kissed her deeply, his hips pressing her pelvis onto his. In her heels, she was a good match for his height. She reached down with one hand and massaged his crotch, her other arm wrapped tightly behind his neck, returning the fervor of his kiss. He pulled away from her lips, and with the two fingers in one hand, he parted the panels of a bra cup to find her nipple with his tongue. His other hand was on her ass, no doubt caressing her bum cleft through the keyhole opening. She arched her body into his, reveling in the attention. He made sure to lavish his tonguing on her other hip, her other nipple as well. She leaned one hand on the high stool right next to her as he traveled down her body, went on one knee, and worked his tongue between the two fabric panels of the panty front, licking her bare mound and cunt. He doffed his suit jacket and threw it carelessly on the bench as he went to town on her pussy. Conveniently, he was wearing braces, making it easy for him to unzip and draw out his cock without dropping his pants. He rolled up his sleeves and commenced pulling on his cock as he voraciously dove into her crotch. I could see from here that he's impressively hung. She had her fingers intertwined in his hair as she pulled his face into her mound. Her legs looked like they might buckle, and I fleetingly worried she would topple over. He stood back up, steadying her, and gave her another deep kiss. I envied them that they could both savor her aroma, reminding me of when I would share the taste of my own juices with my husband. Then, the moment of truth, he motioned for her to turn around. She did so, and propped her elbows on the high stool. How thoughtful of me to have placed it there. He kissed her gently down her back as his fingers stroked her love box from the back. He then crouched back down and started to lick out her ass through the keyhole opening. How I wish I could see them up close. I love the act of anal rimming, receiving it, and also looking at girls receiving it in porn. I'd bet her fully waxed asshole would be very pretty and very tasty. He was pulling hard on his cock again. I prayed he wouldn't do it too hard and orgasm by accident, because I definitely want to see these two fuck. The woman reached into her bag for something, found it, and brought it to her pussy mound. I smiled, recognizing a kindred spirit, a woman who travels with her vibrator. She worked her clit as he ate out her ass. I can tell he is rimming her with purpose now, just as she's working her clit with purpose. She shimmied her hips up and down as she rode her vibe with his tongue in her ass. She must have been very turned on because I could see her already starting to move faster, apparently ready to come. She had one forearm on the high stool now, and bowing her head on her arm, her orgasm arrived. From where I am, I could hear her moan. Oh God, Mark. Oh my God, I'm coming. I love it when you tongue my ass. Fuck. She bucked hard, and I could just imagine her little pucker quivering around the man's tongue.